Hi everyone, I'm Rose, and welcome to this podcast where we take you inside a fascinating evening co-hosted by Euronext Brussels and Gubernia, an event that felt less like a conference and more like a live thought experiment about our future with artificial intelligence.
And I'm Tom, and together we'll guide you through the highlights of a night where AI didn't just sit in the audience, it literally joined the conversation. This was a story about technology, yes, but even more about leadership, governance, imagination, and what it means to stay human in an increasingly intelligent world.
The evening opened with a clear statement. Artificial intelligence is no longer a promise on the horizon. It's here, shaping how we invest, govern, work, and decide. And to make that point tangible, the moderator, Ellen Vermorgan, journalist at The Tade, introduced an AI co-host, witty, a bit cheeky, and named Warren. Right away, the tone was set, serious themes, but approached with humor and curiosity.
From there, the conversation zoomed out to the big picture. AI isn't just a technological issue, it's a leadership issue, and that's where governance comes in. Questions about responsibility, ethics, transparency, and control were front and center. How do we govern companies and societies when machines grow smarter by the minute?
That question was powerfully explored by Sandra Gobert, CEO of Gubernia, who delivered what felt like both a wake-up call and a message of hope. She framed 2026 as a year standing at the crossroads of geopolitics, climate pressure, economic uncertainty, and rapid AI acceleration. Her message was clear. Boards can no longer afford complacency.
Sandra painted a world shaped by conflict, energy transitions, and shifting power dynamics. But she also reminded us that Europe has real strengths, strong social systems, competitive markets, and deep experience with balancing growth and values. In an AI-driven economy, she argued, governance is not a side issue, it's the backbone.
She emphasized that AI governance will be crucial for two reasons. First, AI touches every part of a company. Second, it's risky. Many firms are investing heavily without seeing returns yet. That means boards must step up, becoming AI literate, defining a clear stance on AI, and strengthening oversight. But she also stressed something timeless. Ethics, empathy, and imagination still matter. Technology alone won't save us.
And just when you thought this was a standard keynote, the evening took a creative turn. Historical figures like Adam Smith and Ada Lovelace were brought into a fictional dialogue, debating productivity, markets, and humanity's future. It was playful, yes, but also profound. The message lingered. Even with AI's productivity boost, imagination remains humanity's most vital skill.
After that philosophical grounding, the focus shifted to the engine room of AI itself. Professor Mika de Kitalara, adjunct professor of AI at Vlerick Business School, took the stage and delivered a candid reality check. She described herself as a techno-optimist, but a critical one. And her key insight? Most AI projects don't fail because of technology. They fail because of people and processes.
She explained that while only about a quarter of AI projects truly succeed, it's not due to lack of algorithms or data. The missing piece is change management of a completely new kind. AI doesn't come with a version B. It's constantly evolving. That means companies can't just automate old processes. They must reimagine them from scratch.
Using clever visual experiments and real-world examples, from failed tech giants to the surprising reinvention of Barbie, she showed how dangerous it is to cling to familiar mental models. Her conclusion landed firmly. Future-proofing a company in the age of AI is a human task. AI can assist, but it cannot redesign the future for us.
Then came the entrepreneurial perspective, and this is where the energy really spiked. Jean-Charles Samuelian, co-founder of Allen and a driving force behind Mistral AI, shared what it looks like to build AI-first companies in Europe. His story was one of ambition, execution, and refusing to wait for perfect conditions.
He spoke openly about Europe's challenges: less capital, less compute, more regulation, but rejected the idea that these are excuses. Progress, he argued, comes from individuals and teams who simply start building. At Allen, AI is used everywhere, every day, by everyone. Productivity has doubled, costs have dropped, and growth has accelerated, not by cutting people, but by empowering them.
Jean-Charles also addressed the elephant in the room. Is there an AI bubble? His answer was nuanced. Some companies will fail, yes, but those that execute well will look cheap in hindsight. For investors, leadership quality and real-world impact matter more than hype.
Throughout the evening, a panel brought these ideas together in practical ways. Tom van Boxdale from Deloitte Belgium, Geert Kluren of KBC Securities, Wouter van Houten from Works Invest, and Alexander Verhagen of McKinsey Brussels shared how AI is already transforming knowledge management, research, compliance, and decision-making across their fields. The productivity gains are real, but so are the risks. On one point, everyone agreed, humans must stay in the loop.
Boards, in particular, were urged to raise their AI literacy, not by adding a single AI expert to the table, but by ensuring every director understands the implications. Governance frameworks, ethical boundaries, and psychological safety were recurring themes. AI can support decisions, but accountability remains human.
David Weber, Managing Director of Odgers Belgium, also widened the lens, looking at the pressures boards are facing today, from geopolitical instability and trade disruption to cybersecurity risks that can impact operations overnight.
And his point was that AI is becoming part of how boards respond to that uncertainty, helping with scenario planning, risk assessment, and decision making, but only if it's paired with strong leadership, open dialogue, and human judgment.
The evening concluded with a broader market perspective by Benoit van den Hove, CEO of Euronext Brussels. Despite volatility and uncertainty, markets have proven resilient. Belgian equities hit record highs, capital flowed again, and confidence returned. Benoit's message was optimistic but disciplined. Simplification, connection, and trust are the foundations of strong markets.
Awards were handed out, achievements celebrated, and the formal program wrapped up, but the core takeaway lingered. AI is not the story by itself. The real story is how we choose to govern it, integrate it, and use it to strengthen, not replace, human judgment.
So if there was one thread running through the entire evening, it was this. The future is not about choosing between humans and machines. It's about designing a partnership where technology amplifies our values, not erases them.
And that's where we'll leave you. Thanks for listening, and as this event so clearly showed, the most important intelligence shaping our future might still be the human one.